Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Sun's back out. Good opportunity to get back out to the golf. We'll be at the golf course on Friday.
Man.
Not Bobby Jones, but we will be at Bears Best Golf Club on Friday, broadcasting live.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. If you're going to be there, come by and say hello, obviously. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes and let you hear from Raheem Morris, some of what he had to say in his press conference yesterday. Falcons did make news this morning. Parker Romo has been released. Zane Gonzalez has been acquired, so he'll be the kicker this weekend and hopefully for the remainder of the
year. You're over there looking up splits and indoor, outdoor, and everything.
I'm trying to talk myself into Zane Gonzalez. He is just as good inside as he is outside.
Okay.
81 for 84 on extra points outdoors.
Okay.
62 of 64 on extra points indoors.
Okay.
So that's right around 96%, which is good. That's what you want.
Right.
And then even on field goals, he's right around 80% both indoor and outdoor.
Okay.
So,
all right.
There you go.
I mean, that's how most of these, if you think about the Falcons, because Younghoe was a great kicker for the Falcons. I don't want to take anything away from him.
He had a really good run. Really good run.
And then, obviously, coming up, you know, trying to find a replacement for Matt Bryant. But, like, if I'm not mistaken, weren't they both in-season fines?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I know Younghoe was,
Younghoe replaced Matt
Younghoe replaced Matt Bryant. Yeah. But it was before the season, or was it during the season? I can't remember. Because I know Matt was with me in Miami. Then he went to Tampa. Then he went here. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember if they went in-season. Because a lot of times you find your kicker in-season. He just finds the right spot, gets consistent, and, you know, you just ride with him. Why are you giving me that look, Mike?
It can't happen.
I'm not looking at you. This is one of those moments where I'm trying to look at an email that disturbs me while trying to half pay attention to what you're talking about. So that's why you got the quizzical. It is not whatever you said. I'm sure was great, Randy, but I got a little distracted for a moment.
We can keep going on Zane Gonzalez if you need to reply to the email.
No. It's fine. In fact, this is a good learning moment for me. I was talking to Sandra Golden about this too. I need to focus on the present and not get distracted by emails and interruptions and things like that. So, well, for all of you listening especially those of you driving at the moment,
just take my approach. Answer email once a week. Or look at it. Look at your email once a week.
Oh,
right?
God, do you know how wonderful my life would be? How wonderful my life would be. And my life is very wonderful right now. But man, if I could get the emails out of my life, wow. I'd probably weigh like 180 pounds. I'd probably be very, very good looking. I'd eat lots of salads and just, you know, be a wonderful person to be around.
I was going to ask you an email related question, but it's probably not a good idea.
No, go ahead.
No, it's all right. Yeah. Let's start here. The Hawks are in action tonight. Unfortunately, we get the news over the weekend that Trey's injury is going to be a little timely. Mm-hmm. They're not going to reevaluate for a month. And I mean, it could have been worse, obviously. But what do you think, just as far as it relates to Trey and kind of how the team goes about dealing with it without him?
Well, that's a really great question. This is something we were talking about on the broadcast over the weekend. Let's look at. They say Trey is going to be out for at least 4 weeks. I'm going to actually give the benefit of the doubt to Trey. I think he's going to try to beat that timeline. I don't know if the Hawks will let him beat the timeline because you don't want to rush him back and you know, risk aggravation or anything like that. But let's say 4 weeks is the hard deadline on the timeline. That basically is the month of November. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's look at the Hawks' schedule. Tonight against Orlando, Toronto and the LA Lakers on this homestand. Then they go on the West Coast at Clippers, at Kings, at Jazz, at Suns. One game back against the Pistons at home, and then you got to go play Wemby on the road. Mm-hmm. But then you finish the month with at New Orleans, who might not win 10 games this year.
They're so bad.
Charlotte, who always is kind of pesky towards the Hawks and has been kind of weirdly okay this year, inexplicably, Charlotte. But then at the Wizards, Cleveland, at Philadelphia. My point is, I hate that you have that West Coast trip in there, but this is not an unmanageable situation for the Hawks. It's not like they've got two games against Milwaukee and two games against the Knicks and two games against Golden State and all that. I think they can play 500 or better basketball over this stretch without Trey. It's going to be bumpy. You know, that West Coast trip again, that's always going to be tough. That game against Utah, it's never easy playing there. So it's going to be bumpy, but I think they can get through it, provided that Nikhil Alexander-Walker continues to produce at this level that he's been producing at over the last week. I think he did not play well to start the year. Uh-huh. He has played much better, and I think he's benefiting now from playing in that starting rotation. Additionally, I think now you're starting to see Dyson Daniels figure it out offensively a little bit. I think he was just struggling with the way early season games are being officiated because, you guys know, they have points of emphasis in the rule book, and they're trying to call everything basically in the first couple weeks of the season. Now that that's chilled out, I think Dyson's coming into his own. So I think long answer to a short question, as long as you don't suffer another major injury, and really that's Jalen Johnson because he's been incredible right now. As long as you can kind of tread water and survive another major blow injury-wise over the next 4 weeks, I think it can work out okay in the long run. I feel bad for Trey because I don't know what this is going to take him down to for games played this season.
Right.
And there are huge implications on if he's going to be eligible for All-NBA and all that postseason stuff and how that's going to play out for Trey's future. So
you got to think that plays in, right?
Like, well, I think if it adds to the motivation to get back,
what,
right?
Haliburton did that a couple years ago when he had that bad hamstring, but because of that.
He's got to play 65 games in order to qualify for All-NBA, in order to get the Supermax contract that he'd be eligible for this summer.
And right now,
that means he can only miss 17
games.
That's
right. If he's out for 4 weeks, he's not going to make it.
Right.
At some other point, he's going to miss a night.
Right.
So I think that that's might brutal. Be... Look, Trey is a competitor. That is his motivation to getting back. But secondarily to that,
$100 million. Huge, I think it's okay.
This is a bad time for Trey Young to be dealing with having to miss this amount of games. So I'm glad he's going to be okay. When I saw the injury happen live, I thought that's his ACL. He's done.
Right.
So it could have been a lot worse.
Mike, what'd you think of the Braves hire?
Solid. Not really. Some people are really surprised by it. This is just how the Braves roll, you know, and it's why as an organization, they've been relatively successful over the last three plus decades because they believe in continuity. And, you know, Walt Weiss, I think is a continuity hire. I don't think Walt Weiss is going to do anything disruptive. I don't think he's going to do necessarily anything that's going to dramatically change anything. The Braves had a disappointing season this season because they dealt with some injuries right off the jump, and they just continued, I think, to have a lot of misfortune as the season went on things that are not necessarily under their control, and injuries were a huge part of that. So if the Braves are making a bet that continuity is the right way to go, then Walt Weiss is the obvious choice. I think the only thing that surprises me a little is if Walt Weiss was your guy, why didn't you make this hire 2 weeks earlier?
Right.
However, maybe they did and they just didn't announce it until now. They didn't want to upstage the World Series or the playoffs or who knows. But I think it's a solid hire. I have no complaints about it.
Yeah, you can sell me on a continuity hire when you're a franchise whose continuity has led to the winning that the Braves have.
Yeah.
Like other franchises try to lean on continuity, and it's like, well, but you don't have a track record.
There are other franchises in the city who should not be making continuity hires right now.
The Braves last thing you want is continuity if you're that franchise.
That's right. But the Braves, and there are a couple others in baseball that are probably an example of that. I mean, it's a little different with the Dodgers because they're such a high spending team, but the Dodgers can afford to make some continuity hires. The Yankees, the Braves have been really, really successful. And relative to their payroll, they've been extremely successful over the last decade. So I'm good with it. I think it's fine. And, it, you know, the indispensable member of the Braves baseball staff, in my opinion, is Alex Anthopoulos. That's the guy that if you lose him, then I'm really, really nervous.
Mike, when we go back to Sunday up in New England, I thought they played well enough to win.
Me too.
But as much as we talked about it yesterday, it just seems like when you look at the stats that they had defensively and, you know, and nobody has ever had those kind of stats and lost a game since 19, whatever, whatever.
Yeah. Last 10 seasons.
Yeah. Why is it always them?
Continuity. Oh, my bad.
It's such a good question. I mean, you do feel like the Falcons are always 64-0 until the Falcons, or 195 playoff games where 28-3 lead has not been blown, except for the I don't know. It's really, really hard to explain, and I think it adds to the frustration of the fans who are understandably getting impatient right now. I totally get that. Why did it happen on Sunday? Because you're 1-for-10 on third down.
Mainly.
All right. I mean, you could have been – they were +5 in sacks, +2 in takeaways. You could double that. They could be +10 in sacks, +4 in takeaways. If you're 1-for-10 on third down, you're not going to win the game. So now why were they 1-for-10 on third down? Because they're in third and long a lot. Mm-hmm. And when they're getting in third and long, that gave the Patriots the license to blitz and put Penix under pressure. And Penix is basically reduced to throwing jump balls to Drake London, and some of them worked and some of them didn't. So he got to be better on first and second down to remedy that. And I know this is going to be a very unpopular opinion, but I actually thought there were times where Zach Robinson was really wheeling and dealing and in his bag and calling a pretty intelligent series here or there. What limits the playbook and what limits what the offensive coordinator can do is when you have a false start penalty or a holding penalty or a first down run that gets stuffed or something like that. And now you're really compressing the playbook. But I feel way more optimistic about the Falcons after this Patriots game than I did against the Dolphins. I also don't think they can win this Sunday in Germany. I think the Colts might be the best team in the league right now. So, you know, barring an upset, you're going to be 3-6 coming back home, and now you have no margin for error. You probably got to win them all to make the playoffs. And I don't think that's realistic, and then we're going to be having some hard conversations around here. But for the moment, I did see some signs on Sunday of the team figuring out, and it really was the strip sack at the end of the second quarter that got them going and completely flipped the momentum. And from that point forward, because I tweeted at one point in the first half, the Falcons to me looked totally unimproved. Mm-hmm. I thought for the first 25 minutes of that game, here we go again. This is the same stuff we saw last week.
Now, there were moments in that first half where it looked like it was going the way of Miami.
Yes, but they got it turned around to their credit. So keep fighting, you know, and hopefully this thing gets turned around. I think a lot of this week will be dependent on just how severe the injury situation is on the offensive line. It sounds like, based on what Raheem said yesterday, it might not be that dire. But it's just frustrating because I know it never comes down to one thing, but it did come down to an extra point. And then, look, maybe it's an excuse, maybe not. Mike Johnson said he saw in the All-22 a safety was clamping. Mm. Okay? If they call that, it's ball on the 33 first down. You need two or three good runs. Now, caveat, two or three good runs to tee up a shaky kicker who you've just cut, but you're going to have a kick to win the game. So it is what it is, but to Randy's point, I don't know how the Falcons continue to find themselves on the wrong end of these things.
Every week we talk, there's a new big-time job opening in college football. Auburn came open this past weekend. Not going to ask you about that. But we were kicking around the name Brian Hartline, potentially.
Yeah.
What does that do for you at Penn State?
A lot of rumors about him.
Yeah.
one of the rumors is that they were talking to Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer said he didn't want to deal with NIL, but go hire Brian Hartline. That's one of the really saucy message board rumors right now. There is a saucy message board rumor about Brent Key right now involving Penn State. Again, yeah, these are all message board rumors.
Rumor that he talked to him.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's true
or not. It's not based in any reporting whatsoever, but there's a rumor.
Yeah, there's probably a rumor that I've interviewed with them too, which is not true. Oh, I can confirm.
We can.
Here's the thing about Hartline. There's a lot about his pedigree that is attractive, and if you saw Ohio State's wide receivers, who he coaches against Penn State last week, he's got like NFL-level talent right now that he recruited and developed, all good signs. I think he's only been the OC there for 8 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That feels like a really rapid come up
He was a receiver coach forever. Right. But do you remember, I guess 2 years ago, he was the OC to start the year, and it was not good.
And it didn't work out.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Friday took it back from him. He went back to being the receiver coach.
I don't remember that. That was like early in the year. Mm-hmm.
Speaking from my fan perspective, if you fire James Franklin to hire Brian Hartline, I don't buy that.
Right.
Yeah.
You're firing James Franklin, it's got to be Urban Meyer or Nick Saban or someone on that level. There's a saucy message board rumor that the hire is pretty much done, and it is a grand slam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm higher.
Ooh.
Well, we'll see what that means.
Hopefully your saucy message boards are correct.
I lurk a lot on these message boards but never post.
I know, I've never posted.
But someone on the message board correctly pointed out, I live in Atlanta and I've never heard these Brett Key rumors, and he would be right because they have not really been reported.
Till now.
I'm not reporting anything. I'm just telling you what I read on
the
message board.
What does Carl say? We don't spread rumors, but when they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mike, we appreciate it.
See you guys.
We'll be right back with an NFL no huddle. We will let you hear some of what Raheem Morris had to say about the injury situation on the offensive line. They do have a new kicker. We'll tell you who that is as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.